WSGW, it's 7:39. Your morning team on a Thursday, April 7th on your calendar. As the Ontario Hockey League season continues for our Saginaw Spirit, we continue to enjoy conversations on Thursday mornings for everything about Saginaw Spirit hockey. With just a few games left in the season, we're ready to welcome once again Voice of Spirit Hockey, Joy Botano, and in a few minutes also, we'll be welcoming a special guest with an association with an upcoming Spirit game. But Joy, let's first of all again say good morning to you and welcome, as always, in our Thursday morning conversations.
Thanks for having me, as always, Charlie.
All right. Let's talk about what we talk about when it comes to Spirit hockey since we last talked. Spirit played four games. 2-2. I want to go to last night's game. I was there. And the Spirit taking on the London Knights. And I got to tell you, Joey, you know, we talked recently about how the Spirit closing out the season had a chance to play some key games against some playoff teams and some really good teams, such as the London Knights last night, I think by points, one of the top five teams in the OHL. And despite a start that was a little ragged, the Spirit, for the game itself, really went toe-to-toe, skate-to-skate, came up with what I thought was an impressive victory, 6-3, and didn't back down, and I thought it was just a great representation of what the future might bring for our Spirit hockey team. Was that what you saw last night as you were broadcasting?
Yeah, you nailed it. Basically, that's exactly what I saw. I saw a team that was a little bit slow out of the gates here, but that, you know, that's happened at times this year with this team. But London's the type of group that Saginaw should probably consider themselves pretty lucky that they got out of that first 10 minutes of the game only down 1-0. And then they were able to score before the end of the period to tie the game. But the key, the turning point in the hockey game, to me, in terms of the way they played, at least, maybe not so much on the scoreboard, but at the media timeout. Looked like from up in the booth that head coach Chris Lazary got into the guys a little bit, and that doesn't really happen too often during the game. But he had a lot to say during that media timeout, and it seemed like coming back from it in the first period and the second half of that first period, there was a different team out there. And that kind of translated through the rest of the game. Again, it was a real solid effort top to bottom. It took a little time last night for them to get their feet under them, but once they did, Saginaw played, credit to the Spirit, they played a really strong game, and they were led by their veteran core, and that's the key. Those guys got to be the leaders every night, and the young guys got to be able to pitch in when possible, but everything worked out just fine last night for the Spirit, and now they've won five of their last seven.
And I thought Brett Fullerton in goal, stepping up big a couple of times, a couple of breakaways, stoning the Knights twice, which, you know, obviously would have changed the game, but he came up real big when he had to. And I didn't think the Spirit gave up that many bad breakaways or any big turnovers. Those two stand out because he stopped them. But other than that, I thought Spirit really controlled the game well.
Yeah, you're right. That first breakaway to Baber happened in the first 10 minutes when the team was a little loose. I think they'd probably say they weren't great in the first 10 minutes of the game when it comes to turnovers and breaking out of their own zone. But as the game went on, it got much better. And there was a third period breakaway by Evangelista, who's got 53 goals this year for London. And Fullerton made the save. So you're right. He made some big stops, stepped up at different times in the game. I would say that the Spirit didn't lean heavily upon him last night, probably a good thing. But when they did, Fullerton was there to make the big save. So it was an important game for him too. You know, Charlie, like you said earlier, guys are this is a showcase for next year and trying to, you know, lock down a roster spot for next year's team, because certainly when you think about it, there's going to be, other than the overage players, everybody's eligible to come back next year. So there's going to be a lot of competition internally next year for roster spots. And I think last night Brett Fullerton showed very well that, you know, next year he has a chance to compete for a backup spot. So hopefully he gets that opportunity, and hopefully the momentum for him continues in that direction going into the off season.
There are precious few games left in the season. Three games on the docket. One of those will be coming up on this Saturday evening as the Spirit are hosting Windsor. And, Joy, it's another one of those games where the Saginaw Spirit once again reach out and partake with the community. What's going on Saturday night?
Yeah, pretty exciting night on Saturday. We're partnering with Dow GLAD, which is Dow's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Ally Employee Resource Group, as well as Great Lakes Pride. And we're hosting our first ever Pride Night at the Dow Event Center. Of course, this is promoting inclusivity throughout the game of hockey. And we're just really proud to be a part of this and you know, want to make sure we get our message across to our fan base that our sport is for everyone and that everyone's welcome to play.
And to help us understand that, let's welcome now our special guest, Scott Ellis. We say good morning to you, the executive director of Great Lakes Bay Pride. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you holding on for a couple of moments. So let's talk about Saturday night when you are associated with the Saginaw Spirit. What is the message that Great Lakes Bay Pride is going to be bringing with the association with the game on Saturday night?
Well, we're really excited to be partnering with the Saginaw Spirit and Dow GLAD on this event. Great Lakes Bay Pride is the region's LGBTQ plus and ally resource, education, advocacy, and networking organization. We've been around for 20 years serving the Great Lakes Bay region, bringing LGBTQ plus information to the community at large and also providing support and resources for our community members.
And you do that in what ways, Scott? Programs and things and informational opportunities that you offer?
We do. We do a lot of community education opportunities, setting up in different areas. Of course, opportunities to partner with organizations like Saginaw Spirit to get this in front of the community at large. We also have networking events. We just came off of a big fundraiser last month, Together in Pride, which raised some money for the organization. We have our Great Lakes Bay Pride Festival coming up in June. And we also have our Harmony Diversity Choir, which is the region's first and only inclusive choir. And they'll be performing the national anthem on Saturday, which will be wonderful.
I assume that you're going to be set up in the Red Room. People will be able to find you and get information that way, Scott?
Absolutely. Great Lakes Bay Pride will have a table set up in the Red Room for the pregame, and we'll also be joined by about a dozen other local ally organizations that we work with and that have services for the community.
For those that want to know more information that maybe can't attend the game or will be attending the game even if they do, how do people find out about Great Lakes Bay Pride, Scott?
We've got all the information up on our website, greatlakesbaypride.org. You can find on our online calendar details for the game on Saturday. We also have this on our Facebook page at Great Lakes Bay Pride. And you can find the ticket information there to purchase the tickets for the game on Saturday. And a portion of each of those tickets sold comes back to Great Lakes Bay Pride.
Are you going to be on hand for your personally, Scott? Are we going to see you there? Or?
Absolutely. I'll be all over the place.
Oh, fantastic. Well, again, this is Scott Ellis we're talking to. He is the executive director of Great Lakes Bay Pride for the Saginaw Spirit on Saturday with Pride Night. Scott, do you have the ticket information we need? Or Joy, do you have that? Who wants to give that up? Because I know, as you said, that special ticket, and it has to be properly obtained.
I have it in front of me here, Charlie. Of course, it's saginawspirit.net/groupsales is the website. We'll have a link to that website on our normal website, saginawspirit.com. But the username is Pride, P-R-I-D-E, 2022, and the password is Spirit, 2022.
All right, so we'll send folks to saginawspirit.com, and of course, greatlakesbaypride.org. And Scott, again, we'll look for you and other members of your organization representation on Saturday evening in the Red Room and for the Spirit game. Thanks for your time this morning, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We appreciate that. Again, Scott Ellis with the Great Lakes Bay Pride. Joy, one more quick thing we need to ask you, because I don't want to let this go, because this is a special honor. We should give you a chance to talk about Pavel Minchikov, the OHL Defenseman of the Month. That was a nice award to hear about.
It was, and he's earned it. He's been an elite player for us all season long. His development's been really fun to watch. I mean, he's turned himself into one of the best defensemen in junior hockey. He'll be a first round pick coming up here in the NHL draft in July. And for me, it's just been a pleasure to watch this kid night in and night out. And it's one of, like, a player like Pavel Minchikov is one of the reasons that I love the Ontario Hockey League, because the talent level and the skill that these players possess is so incredible for what their age is. They really are the best players in the world at their age group. And Charlie, you've been to the games, you've watched Pavel play this year and his development. He truly is a special hockey player. And when you talk about here today, NHL tomorrow, like, Pavel Minchikov will be making an impact for an NHL team in the not too distant future. He's that good.
And with a name like Pavel, you can't go wrong when it comes to playing hockey.
That's right.
All right, Joey.
A lot of good ones over the years.
Yeah, we appreciate your time this morning, Saturday evening, with the game that we're talking about, and of course with Pride Night. That's a 7:05 face-off, a 6:50 broadcast on WSW 100.5. And for everything Saginaw Spirit, of course, it's saginawspirit.com. Joey, we're listening. We'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
And again to Scott Ellis, we appreciate his time this morning too. Look for Scott with the Great Lakes Bay Pride at Pride Night on Saturday.